All right. Good evening, everyone. Let's continue a little bit to actually conclude the halachos of Psukei Dezimra. We're in Simin Yudalut Sivches. In Bala Beis HaKnesses, it's an actually interesting case. A person comes to shul, Vatzibor Maschilin Hispala Psukei Dezimra, Ve'enlo Talisu Tfilin, V'mitzapes Shiyivulo. So let's say a person's in shul, and the Tzibor already began to go ahead and say Psukei Dezimra, but a person doesn't yet have his talis and tefillin. So what should he do? Yochol hispala damkin Psukei Dezimra. So the issue, of course, that we're getting into is what? Bishat the Kitzur is anticipating is, my talis and tefillin are going to come sometime during Psukei Dezimra. We've already spoken about extensively the need, or the need to avoid a hefsek, an interruption in the midst of Psukei Dezimra. So the shayla becomes, so what should I do? Should I begin Psukei Dezimra with the kehila, with the minyan, and interrupt in the middle to put on talis and tefillin, or should I wait? So the kitzur paskins that a person should begin to say Psukei Dezimra, u'kishayaviyu lo talis utfilin yanichem la'achar yishtabach, koldim birchas yotzer'ar v'yivarech aleim. So here the kitzur has an interesting psak. The kitzur himself says that one should daven Psukei Dezimra, but don't interrupt Psukei Dezimra in order to put on your talis and tefillin. Instead, daven Psukei Dezimra in its entirety, and after Yishtabach, before you begin Baruch Hu, then you could put on your talis and tefillin. That's how the kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskins. Now it's important to point out that that's not how almost everyone else paskins. So the Mishnah Berurah says in the Likutei Pisket Shuvas, he quotes over Nechlekhu Achronav Poskim Bazeh Shalosh Deos. So there are three opinions, but we're only going to go with the first one here. Rashei La'nicham Be'emtza Psukei Dezimra Bebracha. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins, which is the way we generally hold, that you are permitted to interrupt Psukei Dezimra in order to put on talis and tefillin. So you can go ahead and you could literally, in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, put on your talis, put on your tefillin with a bracha right there in the middle, with one caveat. The one caveat being that if possible, four, but no more than that. So the idea over here is that you should not go ahead, ideally get to the end of a section of Psukei Dezimra. So for example, if you're in the Hallelukas, if you could get to the end of the Hallelukas, or you're in the middle of Ashrei, get to the end of Ashrei, anytime you get to the end of the unit, and one thing that everyone agrees with, which is, you can't put on talis and tefillin between the end of Baruch Sha'amar and the beginning of Hodu. Because you remember again, Baruch Sha'amar is the bracha on Psukei Dezimra, and the same way that you can't talk in between your shahakal and your sip of coffee, you also should not interrupt between Baruch Sha'amar and the beginning of Hodu. So with those two caveats, says the Mishnah Berurah, as long as one tries to finish out the section and one doesn't interrupt between Baruch Sha'amar and Hodu, one could put on talis and tefillin even in the middle of Psukei Dezimra. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash Omer Shmachal Lezakol says, Yisrael Fichach, Herba Lohem Tormitzoshneh, Maradonech Fitzman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.